And it's the Phil Henry Show, and we're all, I think, in good form because we've all had a nice week rest as we're back from vacation.
Yes, the Mr. Henry's trip to Big Sur is all over, bud.
Now, yeah, Mr. Henry's back, I'm sure, with tales about the Big Sur. Tell Robert Lynn, along with Margaret Gray and the General and Bud Dittman, here's Phil Henry. Tell me what
you want to do. All right, thank you very much.
You have that dramatic pause for because it's sort of the regal entrance, is that it?
Not a regal entrance, no. Let the man start the show.
It was simply a question because we've been waiting in anticipation to be back on the air and not sitting around with a thumb part. Not that I don't like being at home with Frank, but...
Well, anyway, welcome to the program, folks. Phil Henry Show here with Margaret Gray, Bud Dittman.
Yeah, and General Shaw and Margaret Gray.
Right. So what's the problem here? I don't know, sitting around with Frank, kind of a hard thing, huh?
Your mind is filth, you know that.
Oh, I just got there. It's pretty funny.
Now that's not funny. What's the story with Frank?
The story with Frank is that he's been going on and on about this Sheldon Adelson, and he's using the word Adelson as in addled. And I don't think it, even though I'm not a Donald Trump supporter, nor is Frank, I should say.
Frank is the last guy to support Trump.
No, he doesn't like Trump, but he's going on and on about what a buttermilk and a pea picker.
Oh, yeah, you know, I heard about that. Frank was talking to... What was the deal there on the Twitter? Because you called me, bud.
Yeah, Donald Frank said that this guy's a pea picker.
Who is Sheldon Adelson?
He's a man that's devoting some resources, considerable resources, to the Donald Trump... But...
Donald Trump, are you kidding?
Donald Trump? No, I was stumbling over the word. Donald Trump campaign.
Yeah, you didn't read about that. No, fortunately for me, because I'm on vacation, I stay far away from that stuff.
So you don't stay up on the news?
No, I do not. No, I do. I barely stay up on the news as it is.
Well, that's...
That goes without saying.
Well, Phil, it's kind of obvious.
Oh, well, thank you very much. You know, the fact is, especially when I'm on vacation, I don't want to read that garbage. But yeah, you know, I read on my own time what I want to read. So what's the deal with this guy anyway?
Frank was going on and on about the guy being a pea picker.
Yeah, but what about a pea picker? What about it?
What do you mean, what about a pea? You know, I don't like the way you say... Look at the ass on that, by the way.
Forget about the... What are you looking at?
Holy crap. Is that what... That's that reality show about that Kadukan, or whatever it is. No, Kim Kardashian.
That's not Kim Kardashian. That's the last woman in the world is Kim Kardashian.
Well, she's got the Kardashian... She's got the full ass implant. Look at that.
This is on Bravo. I don't know what it is.
This is the real... Well, I don't want to say, but this is the real... It's real Beverly Hills ass.
Now, that's the name of it.
Real Beverly Hills ass. I got...
Hey, come on. Come on.
Well, you know he's doing it on purpose.
That's the name of it.
But there ain't no show called Real Beverly Hills Ass.
Oh, look at this. The fertility doctor. Well...
Boy, I'll tell you, I don't want to say anything, but any guy married to a woman with a rear end like that, and he's having a hard time getting her pregnant, wow.
It's got nothing to... Oh, my God.
Let's not talk about it. So... Oh, it's called Bigger. Yeah. Everything's bigger in Texas.
I should say that, you know, that's real cornball.
Yeah, well, I don't know if everything's bigger in Texas. I know they got the big ass in Texas, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's properly proportioned. They've got the toilet sloppy.
I don't want to talk about it, if you don't mind.
Toilet sloppy, God.
Margaret. Oh. All right, so welcome to the program, folks. What is this show, bud? You got it on Bravo, man. I thought we had it on sports.
Dad, watching the Stanley Cup playoff, and then turn into this.
The Stanley Cup, it's the Stanley Cup. We were watching the hockey game. And
what do you mean the cocky game?
I didn't say cocky game. I said the hockey game. And this ass show came on, all right?
It's Beverly Hills ass.
No, it's not. It's called Bigger.
Well, she's bigger, all right, in every way, shape, and form. And I don't mean just the ass. I mean the gut, too. Oh,
well, I wouldn't say that.
Well, I... Yeah, no, neither would I.
All right, so...
You know, you guys...
Phil Henry Show, welcome. We do have, I was going to say Donald Trump. We have Frank Gray with us, the next best thing to having Donald Trump.
What?
And he's going to be on to talk about Sheldon. I don't know who this guy is, and it doesn't matter to me, but we'll talk about this guy that's going to give Trump $100 million. We also have traffic. Let's get to it right now before I flip my lid. Here he is, Bob Bacon.
Hey, Bill, right now, the FM freeway. We got a very loud city. I'm taking off out some action. And Solana Rives here. She's about there. If you go about the 15 freeway, you go down to eyebrow. I tell you, your eyebrows are probably going to be ringing together. You'll be a unibrow before now. Let's go to Skyboy.
Oh, I'm a very serious fan for a bit to be on freeway, it seems so. And I sing song, Dan's got a sing song, your voice. I hope you don't mind. I'm telling you, I'm not something embarrassed. I think I'd like to have.
Look at the ass on that. Oh, yeah. Great sky, baby. Sweet man. Hey! You are wrecked.
Dale Wissom with the newest sound in town. I gotta be there when you're there. And I gotta be here even when you're there. Dale Wissom, dinner shows, 2 times, 8 and 10 o'clock at the Gladiola Hotel. Listen to Dale Wissom sing such songs as Cherie. Boom, boom, Cherie. Boo-doo, boom, boom, Cherie.
Hey!
And Your Clown Has Had It.
Your clown's had it. He's in the back beaten to death. Your clown's had it. He put his hands on me.
Yes, it's Dale Wissom at the Gladiola Hotel. 2 shows, dinner and snacks. 8 and 10. Dale Wissom, don't miss it.
Your clown has had it.
Buckham's Dentistry has opened 3 new shops. We have one in Porson, one in Daleside, and one at the Fabulous Pier. Buckham's Dentistry has all family plans. We'll reduce, retain, and put new teeth in at no extra charge. Do you need a lower jawline? Would you like to have your lip manufactured? At Buckham Dentistry, it can all be done. And we do it in the placid and very enfeebled and sweet and weak arena that we call our reception area. Our receptionist is Gladys Host. She'll sit there and stare at you and say, "Can we get you water?" And you'll nervously probably wet yourself. Yes, and we have a minor bird that repeats everything that she says. So if you hear her say, "Yes, the doctor's available at 2, the minor bird will say, "Buckham's Dentistry." We are at the Fabulous Pier. We hope to visit you very, very soon. Don't come to us. We'll come to you. We'll find you. Buckham's Dentistry. Welcome back. Phil Henry Show out on the links. Frank Gray. Now, I know who Sheldon Adelson is, Frank, so you don't have to, you know, flip out of me or anything. I recognize he's a major, major player, and he's a big Donald Trump supporter, and...
Hold on, Phil. Good morning, Phil. Good to talk with you.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm better than Custer. How you doing?
Great, great. So, Sheldon Adelson, what can you tell me about him?
Oh, wait a minute. I got a hit, and...
You're at Cheviot again, Frank.
Yes, we're out. I'm sorry, Phil. I should have told you.
Frank Gray is at... You're golfing right now.
Yes, but I can talk to you. Don't worry. Don't sweat the small stuff. Did you hit... Who's up? All right. 4... Because there's a gardener down the left side. You see him? Sorry, Phil. On. Hey. Hey, senor. Oh, yeah, here we go. Bitch. About 100 feet. I can see how far it went, Charlie. I got to hit this again. I hit only 100. Went up to the ladies' tee box. Phil, what I wanted to let you know... Where's my club? Phil, what I wanted to tell you is... Me? You're away, yeah. All right. I know I'm away, but, you know... C-U-N-T. I'm going to beat your ass. I got to get another. I need new clubs. All right. You know what? I'm going to set out this hole, Bill. I'm going to say, all right, so I owe you $100. Who cares? Easy come, easy go.
All right. But now that we got that sort of squared away.
What'd you do, Frank? You dropped out of the hole?
Yeah, I dropped out of the hole. I can't talk to Henry and... So, Adelson, what were we saying here?
Well, we're talking to you about this Sheldon Adelson. The guy's going to give $100
million. Yeah. So, Shell Adelson's the guy who's going to give $100 million to Trump. And long may she ride. But she's a, you know, I think Shell Adelson is one of these guys who's what I call a pea picker.
Now, what is a pea picker?
A pea picker is someone that, you know, she's going to sit out there and play the field and just pick peas. And go very slow.
A pea picker is someone that is not working very hard, right?
Well, yeah, you could say that, Margaret. But Margaret, ever since I taught him the meaning of the pea pick.
I'm not a pea picker.
I'm trying to tell you guys, the guy's a pea picker. Okay, she sits back and she scans the field, and when she's ready to move, she moves. And this time, she's moving in Trump's direction. But the buttermilk. This is a guy that buttermilks it.
Now, there you go, talking about buttermilking. Now, I'm talking about buttermilk and a pea pick.
Yeah, what about it?
What about buttermilk?
It's the same thing.
No, it's the Margaret. Don't talk when you need to belch.
I'm sorry.
A pea pick. She's a pea picker, but she's also a buttermilker because the buttermilk is someone who drags ass, makes the whole thing drag ass.
That's exactly what I said.
Yes, you did say that, but you said it mid-belch.
Frank, that is unnecessary. The point that we're making here is that Adelson is going to he's going to jam up Donald Trump.
Well, I sure as hell hope she does jam up Trump, man. That's the greatest thing that couldn't happen to a nicer guy, as far as I'm concerned. Me?
Yeah.
I'm not playing this wholesome. Well, let me try this one. Hold on, Phil.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. Am I keeping you awake?
Frank, I want to do the interview. Either you're golfing or you're interviewing.
Hold on. Hold the phone. You're a dirty... That's not even my club, is it?
Yeah.
And who laughed?
I don't know.
Who laughed? I heard someone behind me sounded like Chuckle the Clown. Was it you? Jerry, was it you?
No.
You're a liar. What am I lying?
Six.
All right, I'm lying six. Go ahead, Phil.
Okay, so Adelson's got $100 million. So far, what you've told me is the guy's a pea picker and buttermilks.
Yeah, but so in other words, Adelson's going to jam Trump up.
Well, look, I don't know whether she's going to jam Trump up, but what Adelson does do is she moves so slow that she, next thing you know, you've lost because she's gumming up the works. She's dribbling and dripping just enough money into Trump's account so that she's doing, you know, moving along, and then she's going to sit there and buttermilk it. And meanwhile, she's gonna help Trump, and she'll be helped. And then on top of everything else, Hillary Clinton, and he's gonna have his ass twisting in the breeze. You put two and two together, my friend, and it's going to come up.
All right, let's talk, Frank, about Hillary Clinton, because you and I talk an awful lot about that. Hillary Clinton has no shortage of money, correct?
No, Hillary Clinton's fine. He's got all the money in the world. But what Hillary Clinton doesn't have is time, because Hillary Clinton is going to be sweating buckets, and I mean bucket after bucket, sponge after sponge, on the FBI Benghazi. See?
Oh, that thing is you know it's a witch hunt.
Of course it's a witch hunt, but it doesn't matter. You've got just enough imbeciles buying it. And Trump, you put together the buttermilking of
But this buttermilk is flipping me out.
I'm telling you, General, that's what she does. Okay?
And this he-she. Now, who are you talking about?
Who am I? I'm talking about Sheldon Adelson, okay? Who do you think I'm talking about? She'll buttermilk it. Between her buttermilking it and Trump, her pee-picking... And then you got Clinton, who's going to have a bucket full of sweat. He's going to look like a sweat dress. He's going to look almost as good as this hog on bigger with the big ass. Forget it. Who's up?
All right, Frank. You know, I realize you have this bias against against Trump.
I'm not speaking of bias. Wait a minute. I got a hit. I'm lying six. What is this? A par three? All right. Here we go.
Jesus.
What is that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
Oh, what a fuck. That's bullshit.
You hit it, didn't you?
What'd you give me, a putter?
No. You're 100 yards out.
100 yards out and you give me a putter? I had to kick your... I had to chase another caddy off. That's 5 caddies this week.
Frank, you know something? I think they all think it's a big joke caddying for you.
Yeah? If they find one of these caddies dead, they won't think it's a joke, will they?
Frank?
They won't think it's a joke, will they?
No, they will not. But then again, if they find out you killed a caddy, Frank, then your life is over. You're in prison.
Worst things can happen, I can tell you that.
Hey, Frank, all right, so you got a pea picker and a buttermilker.
Who?
You're talking about Trump. Talking about Trump and Adelson.
Yeah. Adelson, so I believe she will jam up Trump. But that will be, and that'll help Trump, because Hillary Clinton, he's going to sweat bucket after bucket.
All right, is Hillary Clinton going to prison?
No. Hillary Clinton won't even be indicted, but that doesn't matter. What Trump wants is that she wants to see Hillary Clinton sweat a bucket, and Adelson, she wants to see Clinton, you know, Adelson's going to pee pick it to help Clinton sweat another bucket, and before you know it, Clinton, he sweated it buckets while Trump and Adelson are sitting there pee picking and buttermilking. And I got to tell you...
I don't understand.
Don't talk about a pea pick and a buttermilk.
Look, how many times I got to explain it to you imbeciles? When you...
I understand what you mean by pea picking and buttermilking. I disagree with you at the outcome of that.
Oh, well, excuse me, General. You guys had me come on here to talk about... Wait a minute, it's me. I'm lying seven, Phil.
That's great. On a par three?
Yeah, on a par three. But guess what? I'm getting strokes. Aren't I, Bill?
No, you're getting two.
What do you mean I'm getting two?
You got two strokes.
Well, fuck this. These guys, I thought this was a fair game. I thought this was a real golf game.
Well, how many strokes do you expect to get on a par three?
Don't even worry about it. So, how much do I got?
$100.
Shit. All right, so that's another. So that's one of my best friends. She just raped me for $100.
You know what? If you get, if you're got a 7 on a 3.
Say that again. If
you're taking a 7 on a par 3, are you kidding?
No, I'm not. But look at that, Kris Jenner. Boy, she is hot, and I'm telling you, she is hot.
That's not. That's Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner. That's right. She is hot.
She's a he. He used to be a he.
That no, it's a he, right? No, she, I know she wants to be a he, but you and I both know she's a she.
Yes, that's
all right. So, what are you talking about? The Caitlyn Jenner?
Yeah, Caitlyn.
Never mind, General. All right. Okay. So Adelson isn't going to help Trump at all.
I didn't say that. I said Adelson is a pea picker.
Yes, and Trump is a buttermilker, and the two of them together will sweat buckets out of Hillary.
No, they're not going to sweat him. He's going to sweat himself. But he's going to sweat while he's...
buttermilking.
Yes, buttermilk. Talk about a buttermilk? Here's your $100. And Trump, so I got to get onto this golf... And you know something, Phil? Don't ever call me while I'm golfing again, okay?
You can't blame me for your rotten golf game.
I'm not blaming you for my rotten golf game. I'm just blaming you in general. There's a great many things you've done.
All right, Frank Gray has been with us. We appreciate it, Frank, and continued success.
At what?
At whatever it is you're doing.
At life. How about that?
Thank you.
All right, so Frank Gray.
Yes, well, what he was explaining to me, he said that this man Adelson is... What he means by a pea picker is simply someone who will be going so slow in the operation, will be dribbling the money out that will sustain Trump, whatever the name is.
Can't talk about Trump as the German name.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's the family's German name.
You don't think that's funny, Mr. Henry?
I don't care.
Well, this guy Trump is talking about. I mean, Trump is talking about everybody else with a fake name. Now we find out that who's the guy? What's the other guy with the name?
What other guy with a name?
He was talking about John... Oh, I know. John Miller.
That's the fake guy. He was doing a fake guy.
The people that try to fool the public with fake voices are beyond reprehensible in my estimation, because there is a certain level of trust.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's still entertainment.
There's entertainment, but you still have to understand that there is a trust level.
Yeah, the phony voice thing... Man, that sets me on edge. That makes me want to go hog. Why? I'm telling you, the rear end on this one, this is something.
She's a hog, General. She is a butter hog, please.
She may be a butter hog, but the butt on that.
All right, so the show's called Bigger, and it's in Texas, so everything's bigger, including the ass, okay?
Fine.
Phil.
No, just everybody, you know, you're fine with that?
Yeah, we're fine.
All right. Let's move on. Thank you very, very much, Frank, for that edifying conversation there about Sheldon Adelson. We also have with us here on the program today, we're going to have some discussions about, was it Elcott? Yeah, when I was up at Elcott's Redeemer, because Dean Wheeler wants to talk about that.
Did you forget where you were?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I did not forget where I was. I wanted to put into context what we're talking about.
Well, Dean Wheeler is going to be talking to you about the big summer they have coming up there at the Man Camp at Wheeler Resorts, and he's a little put out by you... I don't know, going up to Elcott?
Yeah, he didn't like the fact that you went up to Elcott.
I was offered a free room up at Elcott's, okay? So, what do you want from me? We're going to be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, man. Don't forget our backstage pass. A backstage pass to the world famous Phil Henry Show is the only way to enjoy the world famous Phil Henry Show. But there's another way. Well, I shouldn't say the only way to enjoy. There's another way you can enjoy at least our daily show, and that's by downloading it every day. A download of the world-famous Phil Henry Show, a download of one of our shows is equal to about 6 of any other. Why? Well, I'll tell you why. Because this, as we say, is a top-shelf podcast, handcrafted, lots of energy, lots of love, lots of joy, lots of mental illness goes into this, and we care not what anyone thinks because we're well beyond that. But what you do is download this, share it with friends, share it with family, share it with strangers, play it on a bus, play it until you get kicked out of places, play it loud, and play it proud. The Phil Henry Show, hey, that's not bad.
Yeah, put that on there. Play it loud and play it proud. The Phil Henry Show.
Right. Don't wear earbuds. Don't wear headphones. Don't lock the world away from what we're doing. Let them hear it, man. The world famous Phil Henry Show. So download the living hell out of this thing until you can't download it anymore. And, of course, share it with friends and family. And you never know when that could be worth some swag, some, you know, some tribute from us here at the world-famous Phil Henry Show, because we're always doing that. We mail that stuff out, bud.
Dad, a bunch of swag bags last month.
It's called swag bags. It's called swag bags.
Yeah, mail them out.
Now, what is a swag bag? You put the stuff in it, right?
Yeah, General. I mean, we've been...
I know you explained it, so explain it again.
We put swag into it. I don't know what we put in stuff like coffee cups and jazz like that. So,
and like the ball caps.
Yes, and the sweatshirts and the t-shirts and things like that.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, you never know when downloading our show and sharing our show specifically could mean for you a lot of swag, Jack. So by all means, you know, help us out over here, man. Give us a hand, you know, spread the word, the world famous Phil Henry Show. And we're back at the, by the way, I want to thank everybody that came out to the Hollywood Improv on the 6th of May. We had a fun time.
I understand you did a very, very good show.
Yeah, well, I think it was my best performance, but we had a great, great night. We had Andy Kindler, we had Darren Carter. Everybody was brilliant. Melinda Hill, Brody Stevens back out.
Brody, he did the positive push on those clowns, didn't he?
That clowns? Yes. Well, you know. Oh, no, I did. Yes. Brody's always great. And we're going to be back at the Improv in June. We got an early June date. I'll tell you guys what it is when we get it. And it'll be Phil Henry and friends. Love to see you guys out there. We've had a lot of people asking, when are we going to go out and see you cats out there in the world? Like, you know, in Miami and in New York and in San Francisco and places like that where we have good friends. And it's going to be soon. I promise you, it'll be very, very soon. Just as soon as I have a promoter or producer or someone walk up to me and say, here's a bag of money, Phil. You can have that and we'll do all the work. And then I'll go, hey.
That's better. Do it. You don't think they're going to walk up to you and do that, do you?
No, I don't. We'll put it together. Don't worry, folks. It'll be very, very soon. And we'll see you very, very soon. And thank you from all of us here, the world-famous Phil Henry.
Now, we have a little bit of a film review, and I don't know whether, Phil, you want to do this or...
Oh, we're going to review on the show right now before we get back into some of the other stuff we've been talking about. The movie Witch. You know, I know that it was out in the theater. It's on right now. It's on pay-per-view. And the only time we were really going to get around to seeing anything, any movie that is when it's on pay-per-view, because we are just about as lazy as it gets, Jack, when it comes to seeing movies now. And if you think I'm going to get in my car and drive all the way out there to see, ain't going to happen. So... I'm going to bring on now, right, our friend Doug Danger. Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier and longtime reviewer for the show. Doug, how are you doing?
Phil, I'm doing very, very good. Thanks for having me on to talk about The Witch. And this is, as you mentioned, Phil, it's on pay-per-view, and a lot of people watching that film now. You know, you're not alone when you say that you would rather just go ahead and wait for it to come out and watch it on television at home. A lot of people are doing that now, and that's why so many movies are leaving the theaters rather quickly and heading on back to, you know, direct-to-video, or not direct-to-video, but out on video and you know, in the home, things like that. I watched The Witch as Gay Man Gay Journal, and I can tell you that I think the first thing I thought was it was a ridiculous film. There was nothing, not one thing scary about it. And I'm not so sure I understood what it was they were going for when they've got this witch, and she goes, he. You mentioned on Twitter, Phil, now I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I can see right through that. They did not in any way, I think, worked very hard to affect anything different about a witch other than this witch is old, she's nude, and they talked a 90-plus-year-old actress into nuding up for this thing. I'm gay man, gay journalist. And,
that didn't matter to you on account of she's a lady.
Hey,
but shut up.
Sorry.
Man, I'll tell you something, Dickman. If you were standing here right now, you would not have the upper third of your body. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. How dare you interrupt me, man? Well,
All right, forget it, will you? Now, what is it you're trying to say?
What I'm trying to say is, as a gay man, gay journalist, I can see through the devices a lot of producers and directors use. They neutered up a 90-plus-year-old lady thinking it's going to hag me up and freak me out. I'm gay man, gay journalist. It'd freak out anybody. But it didn't freak me out. It made me laugh when she turns around and goes, he, like a witch, and she's milking a goat. I'll tell you right now, gay man, gay journalist.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on for a minute, because you're losing me on the plot line here.
All right. Doug, what's your essential criticism of the film?
My essential criticism of the film is that the obvious symbolism and the mental illness of these people thinking they're seeing the witch. and thinking they're seeing babies disappear, thinking they're seeing a goat talking, and all this, and all it, that's the mental disease of being kicked out of civilization, I think it's going too far. Civilization civilization's wonderful, but just because you get kicked out of civilization doesn't mean you're going to start hallucinating. As a gay man, gay, I wouldn't hallucinate. I'm a gay man, gay journalist. And if you want to go a step even further, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I had my ass kicked out of civilization from the day I was born, man. And I didn't go flipping out and thinking goats were talking to me or anything else like that. Man, I think the symbolism there is all weird.
Well, you know, now there's a very interesting point. I haven't seen this movie, but the idea that people being detached from the so-called order, that is the civilizing order of society, that it will drive you mad, I think is very weird and funky, and it goes against, you know, what do they call it? Kids have said, funky cold Medina, you know?
What are you talking about?
What is that?
I was listening to a song with my grandkid. Forget it.
Well, look, funky cold Medina, whatever you, however you want to say it, General, you're saying what I'm saying. However, you aren't saying what I'm saying. You don't agree with me.
No, I don't agree. I think that when one is separated from society, one can go mad.
I don't think so. I'm gay man, gay journal. I never went mad, all right? I'm obviously, I like being a civilized society because I'm gay, and I get kicked out. I could get kicked off the, off of a ship, and because I'm gay, I could be kicked off a ship in the middle of the ocean. Because I'm gay, I'll make it to shore swimming. Most straight guys won't.
What are you talking about?
I don't know what that means. We're talking to Doug Danger.
I'll tell you what it means.
Wait, we're talking to Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier about the film The Witch, out on pay-per-view right now. Margaret?
I think the two of you are saying that this film is about the separation of people from the order, from society. I think that's a very interesting point of view. You believe that it drove the family mad, and you don't buy it, Doug. You believe it drove the family mad, and you do buy it, General.
Well, I didn't see the movie.
But did you see it?
I didn't see it or anything. Yeah, I was going to see it with Robert. I thought it was a horror movie. But that don't sound like it.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it's a horror movie at all. Well, it's,
What about you, Phil? You see it?
I did see it. I had a slightly different view of this.
Well, if it doesn't take too long.
Yeah, don't take that long, Phil, because I've got some other things I want to say.
Oh, well, go ahead. I don't want to bother anybody, you know.
Oh, Phil, don't be a child.
Come on, Phil, don't child out on me. Don't kid out on me, man. Don't go, don't do that. You know, we all want to...
All right, I'll tell you what I think. I think the movie was literal. I think it was showing us a universe in which witches do exist. I think it's showing us, if you want an alternative history, that shows us pilgrims out in the woods and encountering the very thing they said they encountered in those days. They're encountering black magic, they're encountering actual witches, they're encountering goats that talk, they're encountering babies that are stolen by witches and eaten, and...
Holy Jesus, you kidding me?
Are you saying that was in that film?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that was one of the very first scenes. A witch steals a baby and turns the baby to look like a chili. It was like babe chili or something like that.
Jesus! Now I gotta see it!
Yeah, it sounds pretty good to me. I mean,
Are you telling me that that film had a woman cannibalizing a baby? Yes or no?
I believe it did, yeah.
Yeah, it did.
Yes or no?
Yes, Margaret.
Yes, Ms. Gray, yes.
You're telling me...
Come on, Margaret, we already told you. A baby is turned into chili, all right?
Oh, my God!
All right, so I said it.
General,
I said it.
Oh, my God!
Margaret, come on, it's a movie.
It's a movie.
Oh, my God, man. She sounds like she's not doing too good.
Yeah, Miss Babe, she's getting all sick and everything.
Hey, Margaret, it's a movie, okay? It didn't happen.
Well, I think it is one horrifying image.
Of course it's a horrifying image. But what you're saying, Henry, is what? I don't quite get you.
No, I don't get you either, Henry. You're saying it really happened?
No. No, I'm not saying it really happened. I'm saying that the director, though, wants us to see a world where it could have happened. He wants us to see an alternative universe where witches do exist. And when people were turned out because they were, like in that case, the case of the family and the witch, the guy was they thought a heretic, right?
Well, the guy was preaching some wrong kind of Christianity or something like that. He claimed to be a Christian, and in point of fact, he invoked the name of Jesus Christ and invoked traditional Christianity. He was turned out by the rest of the pilgrims because, obviously, he was not fitting in there, and the family was too. But as he encounters the supernatural forces, so you're saying what?
I'm telling you what I'm saying.
Don't you hear too good?
Well, if you heard, what is he saying?
He's saying that the... I don't know what you, what are you saying?
I'm saying that it's not so much a commentary on, you know, what happens when you lose connection with the civilized order of things. It's a commentary. It's a look at what a world that, you know, what a world with black magic looks like. What if those beings existed? What if witches existed? What if all kinds of evil things existed? What if talking goats existed? What if babies got stolen? What if, you know?
And what if they were turned into baby chili? Oh, God.
Margaret, you know something?
You know what? I am sorry. I'm sorry the day I ever agreed to come on this program.
God!
Where are you going, bud?
I don't need any help, bud. Don't get the napkin away from my face.
I think you gotta spit up.
Wait a minute. Now, we don't need images like that.
Tell me, that was that not baby chili at the beginning of the movie?
Looked like it to me.
All right, Doug, thank you very much for this very edifying and interesting look into the world of the supernatural with the film The Witch. Would you give it, what's your rating on this?
All right, Phil, what I would say, given the Doug Danger rating, I would give it 5 gay thumbs up. That's all 5 gay thumbs, but I will also give it 2 gay thumbs down. I give it 5 gay thumb up. Because I think the gay thumb up indicates that I like the theme of being separated out from society. I'm going to give a 2 gay thumb down in case the theme was, in fact, showing us an alternative universe where witches do exist. I give that the 2 gay thumb down. So 2 gay thumb down, I got the 2 thumb down, I give it the 5 thumb up. I give 2 thumb down and the 5 thumb up. This is Doug Danger, Gay Man, Gay Journal.
All right, Doug Danger, thanks very much, Doug.
Well, I don't know, he gave it the what?
Gave it a 5 thumb up and a 2 thumb down.
Yeah. Yeah, 2 big rear ends.
All right, General, thank you.
General, please.
All right, so The Witch, huh?
Now tell me again, you think The Witch is about an alternative universe? What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, the movie is not all that heavy. It doesn't ask much of the audience. All it's saying is, here is what it would look like if all of these things really, you know, today we look back on those times, we say, well, they were imagining it, they didn't know what, which, you know, they didn't know about the natural laws of the universe. They thought that there was such a thing as black magic that controlled things. I'm sure people do believe that today.
Well, don't ever invoke a negative. Now, listen, I've got a lot of friends that are Wiccan. All right, now hold on, General.
Holy Christ.
Hold on. I have a great many friends who are Wiccan. They believe very strongly in their religious rights. We have freedom of religion in this country.
Yeah, but Miss Gray...
I haven't finished yet. Now, don't begin to make negative comments about the Wiccan people. They're good people, and the good magic and the good witch... You know, the good witch is what they are.
But the good witch is like what?
The good witches are the Wiccan people. Now, you're talking about what?
I'm talking about all that spooky-ass black magic stuff. Can we just, for 5 seconds... You know, sort of bring ourselves in the 21st century. Do you think most people believe that witches can become invisible and steal babies?
Of course I don't.
All right, right. Do you think most people believe that witches eat babies?
Holy Jesus. So you weren't kidding.
I thought you were putting us on.
No, I'm not putting you on. You're the one that brought up baby chili. I didn't.
No, I did not. It was Doug Danger.
Yeah, Danger brought up the babe chili.
Yeah. He also talked about babe chili with extra pork.
Get out of here.
What up?
Lee hee hee.
Ah! Kick your ass.
Come on, Margaret.
Kick his ass. Now look at Bud. Don't be babe chili with extra. What do you mean, babe chili with extra pork? The meat is the baby.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So anyway, Jesus.
Man, I just seen a trailer on this thing. Is that what that witch is doing?
All right, forget about the baby and what the witch did with the baby. What I'm simply saying...
Oh, my God, Phil, you looked almost possessed there.
Yeah, Phil, you're all like, wee! Wow.
I'm sorry. What I'm trying to tell you is, I just think it's as simple as that. I think he's simply saying, hey, what if they were telling the truth? What if there were witches and this was what they contended with back in the pilgrim days? Okay, and I suppose if they had witches then, we've got them today. But I don't see too many babies disappearing in thin air, or, if you will, too much baby chili going around these days.
Oh, man! Man, that hurt! God, yeah.
General, I mean, who was that?
It wasn't me, it was Robert.
Yeah! Oh, you, man!
Yeah!
Come on, Robert, it wasn't that bad.
No, I closed the door with my thumb.
Oh, my God, he did.
You need a Band-Aid or something?
Put some ice on it.
All right, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Vernon Dozier coming up here to talk about this summer, summer safety. I'm hoping to get to our friend Dean Wheeler and also Chris Norton. If not, we'll get to him tomorrow. Phil Henry Show. Our heads held high. We are the
Minson's Meats, Minson's Meat Locker in downtown Monrovia. For 41 years, the meat locker you've come to trust, you've come to know, and you've come to believe in. The meat locker that you put your faith in. The meat locker that you would trust your family with, your wife, your daughter, on a lonely Friday night. That meat locker will protect you with Minson's Meats, porks, gravies, beefs, stews, and links. That's porks, gravies, beef, stews, and links. Frankfurters for the outdoor cookout. Backyard barbecues have never been more fun with Minson's Meats. Minson's Pork Chops, Minson's Beef Stews, and Minson's Tri-Tips. Yes, trust your family, trust your wife, trust your daughter, trust your own sexual nature, trust your needs, trust your yearnings, trust the vulnerability that you feel when you see another man. Trust that, yes, that feeling, that sense that maybe you are walking in the wrong man's shoes. Trust that to Minson's Meats. The Minson Meat Locker in downtown Monrovia.
The Phil Henry Show will be right back.
And this is Pete Bone from Pete Bone Rising. Join me every day right here on this station as Pete Bone puts it together for you. I'm here with Randy Bremmer and, of course, our Pete Bone correspondents. That's you. As we take this country and drag it from the sewer it's been thrust into. Pete Bone from the Kroner Building in Chicago. Every day, some days every day, most days every other day, or some days every week. Most days every other week, and most days once a year. Pete Bone! What is this guy singing about anyway?
It's very dramatic.
Yeah, dramatic. It sounds overwrought. And I'll tell you something else. This guy sounds like he needs nerve tonic. That is the music of well, that's the song called The Way We Die, and that's the band called They Bleed Red. Phil Henry. I was not familiar with that band, but interesting song. Welcome back here to the Phil Henry Show. Phil, isn't that the name of this band, Bud?
Yeah, it's called Do You Dance? They Bleed Red, yeah.
Do You Dance?
It's not called Do You Dance, it's called Did You Know? Or Dead You Know?
It's Dead You Know from Bleed Me Red.
They Bleed Red. Yeah, on Wubashaw Records and Tapes, I think it's what it said. No, it doesn't say that at all. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's see here. Okay, the summertime is coming up, and we want you to be safe. And I tell you this, it's very, very important that I think we get this message out now. I understand that there's a lot of machismo, and there's... I know that there's a lot of people that think they know how to boat, and they think they know how to, you know, think they know how to do things. Are you going to get to it, or are you going to... Hey, General, don't ask me if I'm going to get to it. I'm building up to it, all right?
We're going to give a speech here. We already heard what you think about the witch.
Jesus. Anyway, there's a lot of people that think they got it together and they don't think they need any advice on how it's done, but they do, right? And every year, when people are out on the lake on their boats and all that good jazz, what do they wind up doing? General, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what they wind up doing. They wind up running their boat over a dock, crashing into a bait shop, running it across where they ran up the squeegee boards on a deal like that.
What do you mean a squeegee board? What is that?
The squeegee, it's what
like the boards that the kids go paddling on.
Well, I've never heard of a squeegee board. I know that they're called wakeboard.
Whatever they're called, and some clown going about 9 million miles an hour plows right through the bait shop into the squeegee board shop and takes out about 30 people.
That's not pretty.
You better believe it's not pretty.
Right, and so what we want to do on the show this morning, before we get too far along in any other businesses, we're just kind of remind people about being safe this coming, you know, summer. And I know that it's kind of viewed cornball by a lot of people. You know, I know what I'm doing. You guys know, and I know, and, you know, we all know that people are not as good at things as they say they are. If they were, we wouldn't have any automobile accidents. We wouldn't have half the problems that we have. Now, there were a couple of accidents that took place, I don't know, 3 or 4 summers ago, one of which made headlines and was on YouTube and really, you know, reverberated all over the place. And that was a boat that was on the Lake of the Ozarks that had, you know, went out of control, almost flipped, but didn't. And miraculously, the people on board were okay. I don't think anybody was seriously injured. I believe the most serious injury was there was a broken bone, maybe it's some guy's cheekbone, but
yeah, I got like an orbital bone that was busted.
Now, there's been another guy,
I think one lady, she got like rammed, her head got rammed into it or something like that.
Well, that sounds very serious.
Yeah, but she was okay.
Right, and it was a boat full of about, I don't know, one, two, three, maybe six, seven people, one of whom was a guy that was employed by the lake. And they were some kind of a race. And this dude cranked it up and did a lot of things wrong. I'm not going to get into, you know, what he did wrong, because I'll have the general saying, oh, what are you all of a sudden a speedboat expert? You know.
Well, Phil, you know, I mean, it's worth a comment.
I'm not a speedboat expert, no. But the people that are, that I talk to, tell me that one of the things that guy did was he throttled back when he hit the wake.
Yes, you never, did he do that?
That's what did he did. He throttled back.
Really, did he throttle back? I'll bet you do a lot of that.
Oh, my God, you're talking about the jerk-off.
Why, you live... Hey! A filthy language, Phil.
All right, watch it, bud. All right, Vernon Dozier joins us to talk a little bit about boating safety. Vernon, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well, Phil. Thank you.
And Vernon Dozier, the coach at Belmar Academy, he is the varsity football coach. You had a rather quiet spring because you're no longer coaching the softball, right?
Yeah, that is right. I'm not coaching softball, and I'm not coaching. I'm not coaching softball, and I'm not coaching the lacrosse like they wanted me to. And I'm very grateful for that. One of the drawbacks, Phil, of being a coach at a school that's supported by wealthy families or well-to-do families is they'll get a wild. And I say this with respect, because I know a lot of the families and parents might be listening, but a lot of them, they'll get a wild hair parked, and you know, excuse me for saying it that way.
Well, you're talking about a wild hair parked. If they're listening, they're going to take grave exception to that.
Well, I'm sorry, but a lot of them do get a wild hair parked right up it, okay? And they want to have a lacrosse team.
Well, if I were a parent there and I heard you say that I had a wild hair parked, quote, up it, it would be a problem.
I'm sorry about that, Ms. Gray. Can I get out what I want to say?
Let's hear the coach.
Go ahead.
I'm saying that whether or not you don't like how I, you know, put things, a lacrosse team, I think, is a waste of money, and at a high school level, I don't care what anybody says, and I think the four sports that we had, not the four, the three major sports, we got softball, football, we got basketball, we also have volleyball, and then we have girls and boys gymnastics, we have track and field, we have the normal sports that normal human beings have, all right, I get into trouble for this, but that the normal Anglo-Saxon, you know.
Wait, hold on for a minute. The Anglo-Saxon, there's black people in the world.
Yes, we've got about 10 black students. You're right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how many black students you got.
All right, thank you very much, St. Francis of Assisi. What I'm trying to say...
I'm not trying to be a saint. If you're saying that you have these four sports, or whatever sports you have, because that's the normal European Anglo-Saxon thing to do, that's a kind of a weird statement.
All right, so I'm saying that we have the... Because that's what normal human beings whose brain functions are normal, that's what they do when they got a high school and they got to have a sports, okay?
That's what they do when they gotta have a high school.
I can hang up as easily as I can dial the number to this, which is what you asked me to do, by the way. You didn't call me, I had to call you.
Well, we said, would you call us? And you said, sure, fine.
Right, but you didn't even say, like what you would say to a really important guest, which is, let us call you. You just assume. It doesn't matter.
You know, you come on so often, Coach, we didn't think it was necessary.
Yeah, that's right. Just take advantage.
Hey, Coach, we can let you go, man, and end the show.
No, I'm sorry, but I'm just telling you that the normal way that we do things at Belmar Academy, we have football, baseball, volleyball, basketball, track and field, gymnastics, and whatever, any other, you know, I was going to say horse, you know,
The Margaret Mumble, they're not allowing anymore.
Oh, they're not, okay.
We don't want to hear that.
Well, you know what I mean.
What, do you have golf?
Of course we've got golf.
All right, well, that's more than just... So you've got golf.
Golf is a normal sport. Golf is a normal sport.
What about hockey? What about ice hockey?
Ice hockey?
Oh, baby.
Are you not... How much money do you think we have?
Well, you're talking about normal sports.
Yeah, I'm talking about... You think that ice hockey is a normal sport?
Why isn't it?
Well, Robert, I was going to say, how many black guys do you see playing hockey? But there's a lot of them now.
Yeah, there's quite a few.
I think I said Robert. I didn't say Phil. Are you black? I don't think so. Robert, how many guys are black? Well, never mind. Don't answer that because there are a lot of them.
Yeah, so in other words, you didn't have to ask Robert. You could have asked anybody.
What a couple of ass. I can hear you laughing.
Sorry. So let's talk here. In the time that we have allotted to us, Coach, let's talk about boating safety, okay?
That's why I came on here.
All right. What happened there at the Lake of the Ozarks back in, I believe it was 2012?
Well, what happened, Phil, was, as you mentioned, this guy, he had a V-bottom, and that's the type of a speedboat. It's the hull, the shape of the hull. And he had his girlfriend, and he had his girlfriend's daughter, and he had a couple of hillbillies. I don't know who these guys were. Maybe there's a couple of people. I don't know what this guy does for a living. But the fact is, he had these people in his boat. And I think he had one other guy there who set up a camera. And I knew that it was going, I knew it was ill-fated. I knew that the boat ride was ill-fated. When the guy who set the camera up kind of pulled his pants up, excuse me, hold it. I'm sorry, Phil. Pulled his pants up. Pulled his pants up.
What do you mean, pulled his pants up?
Pulled his pants up. Okay, until he had, I'll say it, a manto, and.
Oh, God, what, is this the fifth grade or something?
All right, he pulled his pants up.
Yeah, but he did. He sucked them right up.
Yeah?
He sucked his pants up so you could see both balls, okay?
So what? Yeah, what did you get a thrill out of that?
Hey, General, I know you're an old man.
Yeah, hey, if you see an old man, you drive to where he is and kick his ass around the block for drill.
I just might do that, okay?
Ooh, come on.
So anyway, I don't even know what I'm talking about now.
You see some guy and he pulled his pants up so you could... So, yeah?
What a baby. He pulled his pants all the way up, and he goes, and this is when I knew that they had a cursed, that it was going to be a cursed ride, because the guy goes, that's badass, that's a rooster tail camera. Now, anyone that heard that, and I know you did, Phil, you, all of you out there, anyone who saw it.
Yeah, I remember that guy.
All right. As soon as I heard that, I knew it was ill-fated.
Well, why was it ill-fated?
Just the lame sound on it. I just knew if they had a guy like that on the boat, something bad was going to happen. So now the guy that was driving, there's two things. That's strike one. Strike two was, the captain of the boat was bald, just a cue ball. Now, you got a guy in the back who's going, that's badass, that's a rooster tail camera. And then you got the guy that's driving it, stark stone cue bald. And then you've got the guy's girlfriend with the navel piercing and the guy's girlfriend's daughter wearing a bikini that's entirely inappropriate. And one of the guys, you can tell, really wants to get next to that. Well, none of that's going to happen because they take off. And Baldy starts to throttle back as soon as he hits the wake. The boat turns on its side. Everybody is thrust into the port side of the boat. And next thing you know, all of these people are messed up. So it happened very, very quickly. It happened idiotically. But it happened, Jack. Oh, yeah, it happened.
All right. Well, fortunately, no one was hurt, but they could very well have been seriously hurt.
Yeah, they could have been seriously hurt, because as soon as that boat went on its side, it could have flipped. Had that boat flipped, you would have had, no question, serious injuries, and most likely at least one fatality, because somebody's going to get knocked out, or someone is going to have a difficult time, negotiating what has happened. Either because they're not great swimmers and they're underwater, they've got the weight of the boat on them, something's happening, but I don't doubt there could have been a fatality. The fact that there was no fatality, that boat stayed upright in the water, man, I'll tell you, was pretty lucky.
We're talking here with Vernon Dozier about a boating safety, and now I understand the Missouri State Patrol, the Lake Patrol, whoever, what is the name of the authority there?
Well, they got the Missouri State Patrol, but I don't know who runs the lakes there. I guess they got the Lake Authority or some jazz. Yeah, who knows? Who cares? I mean, look, it sounds to me like the state of Missouri is real laissez-faire because they don't want to, infringe upon the constitutional rights of some jackass that wants to plow his boat into a family of six and kill everyone on the,
Oh, give me a break. You're putting me on, right?
Hey, let me tell you something, General. You talk to those guys in Missouri. They don't have any laws. You can go as fast as you want.
Yeah, they do have a reckless driving law.
A lot of good that does. When you're going 8,000 miles an hour and you decide you're going to go ahead and put it right through some collection of party boats, everybody's sitting there with the big cans. Man. And then the next thing you know is you sip your champagne and you eat your whore's Dorvies. Here comes...
yeah.
Here comes Baldy screaming at us. Baldy comes screaming through with his girlfriend and her navel piercing and starts taking people's heads off with the prop on that thing. Yeah, I've seen it happen. Well, no, I haven't.
All right, so you expect that mayhem would reign?
There's no question about it. Missouri needs to address the speed limit issue there in their lakes, and I think all of you out there, no matter who you are, you have to be very, very careful. If you're going to go at a high rate of speed, if you're allowed to go at a high rate of speed on the lake that you are on, learn how to navigate choppy waters at those levels of speed. Learn how to operate the throttle. Learn how to navigate through choppy water if you're going to be going at a high rate of speed, because your reaction has to be dead on. If it is not, you're going to flip that boat, you're going to cause a horrible accident, and somebody could very well die, and then it's going to be your fault, okay? And then I'll be on the air talking about what a bald-headed man.
Well, just because the man was bald, that's not why they had the accident.
No, that's not why they had the accident. But I can tell you, when I look at the replay of that and I see this bald-ass Jesus...
Really pisses you off, doesn't it?
Oh, it pisses me off a lot. And one more thing. What this guy did after the boat was stopped and everybody was, sort of shocked, this guy's laying on the deck and he's going, Oh, it was almost like, excuse me for saying this, Ms. Gray, it was almost like he was getting a job.
All right, did we beep that? Yeah, go ahead.
You beeped what? You beeped the word blow?
Go ahead.
All right. So he's going, oh.
Was he injured?
Yeah, he was injured.
Well, then don't do it as if the man's in the throes of ecstasy.
What did I do?
You're going, oh, yeah.
All right, well, anyway, the guy's going, oh. Meanwhile, he's got passengers that are injured. If you have injured passengers, or even if you aren't sure if they're injured or not, once that boat comes to a stop, I don't care how you feel. I don't care if you're bleeding from the eyes. Get your ass up and walk back and see how your passengers are. Check on their well-being and don't lay there like a turd in the wild, like a turd that has just been freed from a bear's ass. And that's what that guy did. And I'll tell you, Phil, nobody even comments on this anymore. And in all the news I've seen around that accident, we only know the guy's name, but I forget what it is now.
You don't know his name? What do you mean, you know his name?
Listen to you guys. You don't know his name? You know his name?
Do you know his name?
I did, and I forgot it. I'm sorry. It doesn't make any difference.
All right, so but I just wondered, was he cited?
He was cited for reckless... some reckless stuff, and I don't know. He's lucky, man, that people weren't killed.
All right, Vernon. Coach Dozier, thank you. We look forward to seeing you during the football season. We'll look forward to talking to you during the summer months. Thank you for that boating safety tip.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know, but he emphasized the bald head and the fact that the woman had the navel. I have a navel piercing. Thank you very much. Bud, don't say anything.
Are you serious?
Don't say anything. I have a navel piercing, and I wear my hair in ponytails when I'm out with Frank. Frank has a small runabout.
Frank has a small... That's a 50-foot cabin cruiser.
It's a runabout, all right.
All right, so you... What about it?
I like to stand up there on the top side with Frank as he's navigating in my bathing suit with my navel piercing and my blonde hair, and I'll have a martini... And I like to put on the look that I'm owning it, and I'm owning everything they see, and I'm all that. So there.
Yeah, well, what does that mean? That woman on that YouTube channel...
It means that I belong there.
Well, that woman on that YouTube channel looked like the biggest ass that had ever been slipped into a pair of bikini bottoms, and most likely it was. And for her...
All right, General, I mean, what we're talking about here is you're putting a lot of emphasis on looks.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you look like a jackball and you act like a jackball.
Yeah, you're a jackball.
When you look like a jackball, well, I can't say that you're wrong about that.
Yeah, and a guy's bald-headed and everything.
Now, you can't have a bald head and drive a boat like that. No way.
All right, well, in that instance, I have to agree. There's no question In my mind, pardon me, I did belch too.
Is it that like that 5 day old? Why did you eat that chili when you came back from vacation?
Because it was still good. That's why.
Yeah, but was that good?
It was damn good. Lauren made chili, and then we went for 4 days to Big Sur and came back, and it was still good.
Well, that surprises me, because chili should go bad. I mean, it should go bad right away. Starts to stink like something out of a sewer.
Well, it didn't. It was fantastic. Anyway, we thank you very, very much, folks, for joining us back. It's been such a pleasure to be back from a vacation here. I can't tell you how much fun it's been. All right. Don't forget to share the podcast from today. Share and share alike, man. Remember, you know, the family that listens to the Phil Henry Show together, man, we all go up together in a pea green boat. All right. What are you looking at?
I don't know what you just said, but...
I don't know what you just said, but I'm going to hang that on my refrigerator. Oh, yeah.
Hey! The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.